Houses of Parliament. Dmitri relayed her question to his boss, and a short conversation in Russian ensued. Finally, Dmitri reported the result of their deliberations.
Mr. Turgoy would like to be able to lie in bed and look out over the river.
Mr. Turgoy made a further comment in Russian that elicited a snigger from Dmitri.
He says you're welcome to come and try it for yourself when it's finished. He says he can imagine you lying on his bed.
The smile on Jess's face was wearing thin by now, but she managed to maintain it as she ignored the comment and moved to the next item on her clipboard. View towards the river, fine. Now, does he still want two ensuite bathrooms leading off this room? The interpreter didn't need to refer this to his boss.
Yes, he always likes one bathroom for himself and a separate one for his companions.
Jess couldn't stop her eyes from flicking across the face of the expressionless blonde girl standing at Mr. Dugoy's elbow. She looked as if she was less than half the Russian's age, and she was stunningly beautiful. She had not been introduced, so presumably she fell into the category of anonymous companion. Jess gave an involuntary shudder before returning to business. Two bathrooms. She added a brief note to her list and moved on to the details. And he still wants to go with the idea of a glass bath with blue LED lighting. She did her best to keep the distaste out of her voice. Dmitri nodded, so she continued. And gold bathroom furniture?
Bathroom furniture?
Taps and so on.
Definitely. Mr. Drugoy always chooses gold. He likes gold.
Dmitri grinned at her.
He has a lot of gold.
Gold it is, she ticked it off. Now, shall we take a look outside on the terrace? The survey continued for the best part of an hour, and the innuendo from Mr. Drugoy didn't decrease. By the time they reached the basement, Jess could feel his eyes all over her as he muttered comments sotto voce to Dmitri in Russian. Somehow she felt certain these were not remarks about the conversion of this magnificent Georgian townhouse from traditional Old English to 21st century kitsch. She glanced at her watch and saw it was getting on for lunchtime. By the look of Mr. Dugoy's waistband, he was unlikely to want to miss out on a meal, and she wouldn't be sorry to see him go. She tried to accelerate things, adopting her no-nonsense architect-in-charge voice. You'll see from the plans that we intend to transform this whole basement area into a swimming pool, sauna, and gymnasium complex. Not, she felt sure, that Mr. Dugoy would be making much use of the gym. If we knock down these walls, we'll have a few fairly complicated structural problems to overcome, but it's feasible, although I'm afraid it won't be cheap. Dmitri relayed the message and she saw Mr. Drugoy shrug his shoulders dismissively. He said nothing, but Dmitri translated all the same.
Mr. Drugoy has no money problems.
Jess had already worked that out earlier that morning. The moment she had spotted the white Rolls Royce as it purred up to the front of the house to deliver Mr. Dugoy and his retinue. No, clearly money was not a problem for Mr. Dugoy. Whether his money was a problem for other people was a different matter. The oligarch said something to Dmitri, and both men laughed. It was the sort of laugh you hear at the end of a dirty joke, and Jess had a feeling she might be the subject of the joke.
Mr. Dugoy says he wants lights under the water so he can watch the people swimming.
Dmitri was still smiling.
He says he can imagine you swimming. He says you would look very good swimming.
Mr. Drugoy added another adjective, and this time even Dmitri looked a bit embarrassed.
He says you would look very good swimming naked.
Jess bit her lip so hard she almost drew blood. Finally, after a few deep breaths, she replied. Please tell Mr. Drugoy that I'm an architect and I'm here to discuss the restructuring of this property. Nothing else. As she spoke, she subjected Drugoy to a withering stare, but his dead fish eyes just remained fixed on her body, not her face. Totally unapologetic. She heard the interpreter speak to his boss, but very briefly, and she had little doubt that Dmitri had opted not to translate her remarks word for word. The tour of the property continued, as did Jess's discomfort in the presence of the billionaire. Finally, at just after 12 o'clock, she reached the end of her queries and brought the meeting to a close. By this time, she was feeling soiled and slightly sickened, and her only desire was to get away from Dugoy as soon as possible. She shook hands.